This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
A deal has been reached to end an 8-day strike at the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, which handle almost half of all the cargo that arrives by sea in this country. The strike prevented billions of dollars worth of goods from being delivered. Reporter Wendy Lee of station KPCC has been covering this story, and she joins us now from Los Angeles. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so what was it that broke this impasse?
The workers were concerned that their jobs were going to be outsourced, and more language was put into the new contract to ensure that that would not happen to their jobs. Employers also wanted more flexibility in their staffing, and the union gave them some concessions on that. There are 51 jobs that are currently not filled and will remain unfilled, and also as clerical workers retire, 14 of those jobs will also go unfilled.
Now, we know that this strike has had the potential to have national implications on the economy because it is the busiest port in the country. What has it been like there on the ground in Southern California?
It's been a big deal here. The Port of Los Angeles and the Port of Long Beach, together, they move about $1 billion worth of goods each day, and that impacts several thousand jobs in the region. 10,000 longshoremen work on the docks to thousands of truckers moving the items to companies that rely on distributing those goods to retailers.
So when is the port going to reopen?
The port will reopen today, and the employees who were on strike say that they're eager and ready to go back to work.
Wendy Lee, reporter with KPCC, thank you so much.
Thank you.